The John Clay Wolf Show has appeared on terrestrial radio for a really, really, really long time. So we dug into our pockets, and on the other side of our we found something funny. And yes, it's contagious. Gather round as the Wolfpack goes on this throwback adventure.
This is Lacey with the John Clay Wolf Show, and there's a lot to unpack here on this throwback from the archives. Okay, just listen up. They discuss some weird office behavior, followed up by the best reply ever. Rush Limbaugh does make an appearance addressing this sad moment in history, and there's an in-office death pool. Is that typical at most offices, or is it just around here at Give Me the Vin? Plus, the top 10 things that OJ could do since he was being released from prison. Did any of them actually become true?
You know, Renee, another Give Me the Vin buyer, she was telling me about creepers yesterday.
What? You have creepers in your business?
Well, people, you know, because they go to the GiveMeTheVin.com site to sell us their car.
Right.
And then a lot of our buyers are men, but she's a woman. And she gets...
More.
Solicited.
Really?
Solicited.
They're trying to sell a car and they go, while I'm here,
yeah,
maybe I'll get a date.
Oh, my God. Men are so...
There was a deal...
We're so unbelievable.
There was a deal where...
I've been driving by honking a horn. Oh, man, that's going to attract them. What are you... What?
So we don't offer on junk cars.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Gotcha.
You know, if it's a 97 Lexus ES with 200,000 miles, and nice.
Yeah.
We'll offer 500 for it. But most of the time, junks, we don't do it.
Well, it costs money to move them and everything else.
Yep. So she sent an offer letter for $500 for some junk car. And the guy wrote back, they called her, and he said, you can S my S.
Gotcha.
You can S my D. You can perform.
I got it. Okay. We totally get it.
I don't need to.
You can.
That's what
you
he
told. You admit you can.
That's what he told her to do.
Gotcha.
And she immediately fires back. I would.
Except.
But I don't S.
Yeah.
D's
do of, that. I don't do that.
I don't do that for people that drive $500 cars.
Did you just see his head explode at the computer?
That was
She's
good.
Got the most wonderful snarky style, doesn't she? Our Nene. Our Nene.
That's terrible.
That's awesome.
This is Give Me the Vin, the John Clay Wolf Show.
Get a haircut, buttercup.
America's largest weekend morning show. 800-800-RADIO. Check out the podcast at jcwshow.com or johnclaywolf.com.
Back in your heyday, did you ever interview Suzanne Summers?
Nope. Never did.
She was sexy.
She was very, yeah.
Very sexy. Uh-huh. Yeah, how old is she now?
God, that's a good
She's 78, still, and she looks like a million bucks.
Is she really
78?
Yes.
Thigh master?
Hold on. Mm.
Would you let her put you in a thigh lock?
Without question.
She is 70, by the way.
What does she look like?
There's a current picture.
When you mentioned John Ritter,
yeah,
that made me think of Three's Company. Three's Company was pretty risque.
First time? Oh, amazing.
I was in third grade, second grade watching this.
They had to make him gay, or otherwise it would never have worked. A guy living with two women?
Was he gay?
Yeah. He pretended to be gay. That's right. He was not gay. He pretended to be gay.
Yeah. And Mr. Roper really believed.
Roper believed he was gay.
He pretends to be.
That's the only reason they let him move in with the two girls, because he was gay.
And Mr. Roper's on. He's thinking something's up.
Right.
Right. Right.
And Mrs. Roper knew all along he wasn't gay.
Was he having relations with the other two?
Did he ever?
He sure wanted to.
I think, yeah.
It never really drew out. It never showed. No. It never proved up. And he's dead, so now we will never know.
Now we'll never know.
He tried.
Janet had that little short hair. She had that little, you know, Dykes on Trikes thing going.
Yeah.
Janet turned me on.
She did turn you on?
She did.
She did not turn me on at all.
At all.
Who did you like better, Suzanne or the next one that came behind her? The one that came behind her had a larger upside.
Yeah.
Jenny Lee Harrison?
No, there were three of them, weren't there?
That's like the second Duke boys. You just... It wasn't good.
She was pretty well endowed. So was Suzanne.
Yeah, Suzanne Summers rocked. She was the original.
That's a current picture?
Yes. Let me pull up a here's her.
So you could have a gal that looks that good at 70?
There's her website. Now, granted, this is her website, and it's going to be, you know, makeup and hair airbrushed, but she's still at 70. And ain't bad. I've seen her on TV recently.
Selling something.
Selling, yeah. Everything.
We'll be right back. More of the John Clay Wolf Show, presented by GiveMeTheVin.com, coming up.
Rush Limbaugh is in the house, everybody.
Rush! John!
Yes!
You all right?
Yeah. I'm actually drinking bourbon.
Why?
This weekend.
You sound a little drunk.
Yeah. Which I hardly ever do.
Well, yeah, why are you doing that?
I've got a bit of a tolerance for alcohol, so I'm sure I sound just fine.
No, you don't.
Really down about the Linkin Park.
What about Linkin Park?
JD, look. A lot of people don't realize how big of a fan I am of the Linkin Park.
I have no idea.
I wouldn't
pick that for you.
Buttermilk Biscuit song.
What?
Buttermilk Biscuit? Love the Linkin Park. I admire that they named their band after the 16th president
of
these United States.
That's not it. It's not even spelled that
Republican,
way.
Republican Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, he was.
Such talent. And a band. I love that deal they did with Aerosmith.
What?
Walk This Way.
No, that was so confused.
Can't catch me because the rabbit done died.
Now, what is wrong with you? Bourbon does not do well with you.
It's great with some lemonade. That's what we call a
what do you call it? Is it got a name?
That's what we call a lemon julep.
Lemon julep. Not a mint julep, but a
one
lemon
part
julep.
Mountain Dew.
Right. Oh, wait a minute.
Three parts Tennessee bourbon whiskey.
Okay.
And only Jack Daniels will do.
Of course.
Single barrel, if you can afford it. Snowflakes.
Like you.
And two whole lemons. Just squeeze them in the bottom.
Right in the bottom.
I've had seven of these.
Oh, God.
In the past half hour.
God.
And it's a tasty, tasty Saturday at the Limbaugh residence. Something happened.
Rush, did you know that Chester Bennington from Linkin Park supposedly tweeted, I have information that will lead to Hillary Clinton's arrest?
Right.
Absolutely. He's got his mind in the right place.
Oh, yeah, I know, but...
Do you believe there's a conspiracy? Do you think the Clintons knocked off Chester Bennington from Linkin Park?
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, there's a reason that we call her Killery.
Yes, of course.
But then again, it could have been, you know, a lot of bad things happened to rappers.
It was just
there's a lot of bad comments on the...
On what?
There's Linkin a lot Park of people thing? Who are not as big of Linkin Park fans as you might think. But suicide sucks, especially for his kids, but let's not make Linkin Park out to be that great.
That's hogwash. I was talking to my friend Tupac the other day.
That's your friend Tupac?
Yeah. He's still the hardest working rapper in show business. He's got a new album coming out every single year for the past 9 years.
No.
He and Andy Kaufman
they're both
have co-written a new piece. It's called My Is No Yo.
Yeah, no.
I think it's Espanol.
They're not.
Perhaps. No. Anyway,
they're rock and roll heaven.
Not a lot of politics to watch these days. We've got a new White House press director.
Well, do we
That's
have a new
thing.
One yet? Well, Sean Spicer's out, but who's the new one?
His name is Vito Corleone.
No, we don't.
He's really a no-nonsense kind of guy.
No, it has not been announced yet.
Sean Spicer plumb out. Won't see him anymore.
You're making this up.
And that's good news for these United States. You heard it first here on the Excellence Broadcasting Network.
Rush, will you come back and join us later?
Yeah.
I'll try and stay sitting up.
Yeah.
Back with more of the John Clay Wolf Show after this. Presented by GiveMeTheVin.com.
Hey, bring Hooter in here. I want to ask him about his bourbon. Hooter's burb. You know, I've always talked about the transmission.
Right.
Engine rear end combo of the Chevrolet product 5.3. It makes an unbelievable amount of miles.
Right. You love it.
And Hooter has one that is a perfect specimen of this.
Has one.
Who is Hooter, by the way?
Yeah. Hooter's an old friend from high school. He works around here. He does some stuff. We played good morning.
Good morning.
We played football together, actually.
You guys
at Arlington Heights High School.
Arlington, okay. Arlington Heights.
He was a lineman. I was a fullback that never got the ball, and then I got moved to lineman. It's too bad. Rest in peace, Merlin Pretty, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Marlon Pretty was a football coach that got turned into a security guard because he wouldn't give me the ball.
Is that why? Specifically, that was written out because you won't give John Wolf the ball.
Well, actually, I was recruited from another school by Merlin, and then Needham's mom took that, who I don't know if you remember this, and because I got sideways with Merlin.
Yes.
And Needham's mom said, hey, I know Merlin recruited you.
Uh-huh.
And will you tell the board that? Will you make a statement? Because I want to get rid of him. So they used that as a reason to demote him. Did you know that?
Because I heard about that later on.
Did you?
No, not at the time. No.
Yeah.
Really?
And the reason I got sideways with Merlin is because I clipped a guy in on a kickoff that we returned in high school.
All right.
And the Michael, number one, ran the ball all the way back for a touchdown. We won the game. And they called the playback because I clipped a guy.
Because you clipped a guy.
And Merlin hated me forever. And I hated myself. I mean, it was just, dude, you want to talk about a downer, the bus ride home? And everybody on the team is like, you know, Wolf ruined it for us. Yeah, I mean, I ruined
it. We would have won.
Yeah, I mean, I almost, you know, I understand Chris Cornell and Chester.
Oh, stop it. Over a football game?
At that age, it was a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
I blew it.
You're right.
I mean, I think we were at a winning season. And I mean, I really ruined the season.
So the coach kept on you about it, though?
That's wrong.
That's a crappy coach.
Dude, it wasn't like a nasty clip. It was a side shot.
Yeah.
But I didn't need to do it. And starting in Pee Wee, I was bad about that. That big stand up hit on the kickoff.
Oh, you were ear holer. That's where you were.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that mean? I have no idea.
Play football. You're looking for a guy that's not really paying attention.
Oh, yeah. You hit him in the ear hole.
You're looking for a guy standing around eating his Cheetos to just clean his clock.
Why?
Because it's a contact sport.
Oh,
it's a fight.
I see.
To the death.
How'd that work out? You get kicked out now doing that.
How was that bus ride home?
It was a tough bus ride. I learned something that night. Don't just hit somebody just to hit somebody.
Good point.
But Merlin was a little hard on me about it. Anyway, back to Hooters Suburban.
Okay.
And Hoot also is a part of Give Me the VIN. He's one of the buyers.
He's a great buyer. He's been here for a long time.
So you might actually speak with him.
Yep. Hoot lives nearby. So when he took this job, it was a great gig because it was only 2 miles from his casa.
Perfect.
And Hoot is a minimalist. Why blow a bunch of money on cars?
I'm with you.
And I'm with you.
Man, I'm so with you.
But he's got this Burb, and it's got about 260 on it.
Yeah, around there.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And the first gear's gone out. It's left him. And the third gear's left him. Yeah. And the fourth gear's left him. And the overdrive has left him. But damn, it's still got second.
Second gear.
That's
second
the most gear's important
strong.
Gear.
Strongest gear on
that's
a Chevrolet.
That's the good gear.
It's a strong gear.
That is the good gear.
And
everybody knows.
But I mean, from here to work. So if they're going somewhere, they just take the wife's car. She's got a nice car.
You don't, from here to work, you need second gear.
Right.
That's how you ever get in.
So wait, do you have a route that you go that you know you can only use second gear?
I have one of two routes. Yeah, I've mapped it out. Google. It gets me back and forth with no problems. You know.
But we're doing a death watch on Hooters Burb. Oh, How long has the gears been out?
I think coming up on a year. On a year now. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm surprised it made it this far.
Wow.
Honestly, I get up every morning and it's just a miracle. I mean, I wake up and I don't know what's going
to
happen.
It's like taking your grandmother to the park. I mean, you know, you got to be easy with her.
Going to be a day.
You got to watch out.
She don't come home from the park.
So you would say a prayer every time before you started, right?
I take a deep breath every time I put the key in the ignition. Absolutely. Somehow I get here every day.
And the air conditioning?
Air conditioning's fine. Very cool.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, rear AC, great. A little worn, but all in all, outside of the transmission, it's a good car.
On that car, and we use high-tech transmissions in Arlington, Texas, and they'll swap them out for us for $1,500. But Hooter, being the pro in the business, he knows the car is not worth putting a new transmission. So it's his best investment. Like, he listens to Bob Floyd tips, too.
Hang on.
You know, it's all about the business things. Just ride that thing out.
Yeah.
Just ride it out. So I just think we should, on the website, johnclaywolf.com, the Facebook page, we need to start a death pool for Hooters Burb.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many miles are should we go by the miles or the date?
I think date.
Yeah.
Date. Where are we now? We're in mid-July?
Yeah,
late mid-July. July?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my birthday. August 28th is the day Hooters Burb's going to die. And I'll put that on the site. But the winner needs to get something.
December 20.
They get the car.
Are you going over, under?
Hey,
is that the
wager? The winner gets the car.
Yeah.
Wow.
The winner gets the car.
And or the loser gets the car.
The winner gets the car.
It depends on how you look at
yeah.
it.
And we'll hook you up with a new yeah. one. I mean, I'm not going to smooth buy you a new car, but okay. we talked about this yesterday.
Right.
So when Hooters Burb dies, the winner on the death pool gets Hooters Burb. Yeah. Are you okay with that, Hooter? Do you need to think about this?
That's a gummy.
You know, let's do it. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds right. good. Yeah.
I think he's tearing up a little bit.
Yeah, I am. I'm moved with this car, right now. Man. I'm touched by all this.
People talk about, you know, giveaways, and we're going to give away a 2000 model Suburban.
Nice.
But we're not going to give it away until it dies.
Out of respect.
Out of respect for the Bourbon.
Well, sure.
And Hooter. And we're going to do it all in the honor of Coach Merlin Pretty.
Yeah, amen.
There's no
Our
I
high
in
school
pretty.
Football yes. coach.
No,
it's
I am
almost
pretty.
Like a Leonard Skinner tribute to their PE teacher, Leonard Skinner.
Nice.
So are we talking 2018 or 2017?
It's just
August.
Because
this car is remarkable. It runs on magic. It really does. There's nothing. There's no other explanation why it starts every day. It's amazing.
I'm going to go August 28th of this year, and then everyone else get on the Facebook page and pick your day, and whoever the winner is, whenever it dies, we'll flash back and we'll keep up with this throughout the year, and
it could be 2 years. Who
check
knows?
In with Hooters Bourbon. See how long this bourbon will last.
Running by magic.
With a second gear. That's yeah, all she's got left she's is got one it. Gear.
It's remarkable.
Okay. Really. Well, Hooter, do you have any last closing comments to the audience this morning?
I'm going
to
tell everybody, good luck. It's a great car. So if you win, you're in for a treat. So.
Thank you, Hooter. Thank you, Hooter.
And a tow bill.
With the name. Next week, we'll figure out why his name's Hooter.
You know, we were talking about doing the buyer's offers. Maybe having a foot race against the Suburban too,
because it's not a quick starter.
No, it's not a quick starter at all.
We have Lieutenant Dan in the buyer's office. He's a manager, and he lost his leg at the car auction. I mean, he went down in the field of duty,
dedicated,
and he lost a leg, and then me, I'm not a speed walker myself. I'm limpy, and we've talked about having a race myself versus Lieutenant Dan versus Hooters Burb at an incline. So we'll start the Burb at a bottom of a hill.
Gotcha.
What a great event.
Yeah, imagine that event.
I mean, you know.
Right, right. Have it at the outdoor Mercado Market.
Yeah.
Down on University.
And the loser gets to buy everybody the tacos.
Have it at the go-kart track.
Okay.
You bet.
GiveMeTheVin.com presents The John Clay Wolf Show. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, is this Queen? This is that B-side of Another One Bites the Dust? God, I haven't heard this in so long. Freddie Mercury, did he kill himself?
No!
He died of AIDS.
He died of, yes. Okay. Complications.
Some may say that he killed himself.
Really? No.
Indirectly.
Yeah. Indirectly. We all do, indirectly. By waking up every day.
all these big stars are taking their own lives.
Yeah. That's very
Did Robin Williams pressure. Kill himself?
Robin Williams did.
Mm-hmm.
Hung himself.
Yeah.
When I watched last night, Awakenings, it's so good.
You want to hear the music?
Don't try to suicide. Nobody cares. Don't try to suicide. Just gonna hate it. Don't try to suicide. Nobody gives a damn.
What brought this up, obviously, is Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
And they were a great band. But he hung himself this week.
Yeah.
Chester, the
Did
leader,
he hang himself?
Yeah.
Is that
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the deal.
That's
I think he was bummed out about Chris Cornell, is that right?
I don't think so.
And I think it's, yeah.
They sang a song together?
Yeah. I don't think that was it, though.
Well, we've got that favorite family fun time deal. You what? Just lost a listener.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Do we really? Yeah. I love this
Really?
Segment.
Yep.
This is where we get an email.
It's time for your family fun time game show. You just lost a listener.
Where we get an email from somebody.
Who
right?
in the hell are these tools on the radio Saturday morning making jokes about suicide? They're unbelievably disgusting. Your show is amazing. This is on a different station's website. Your show is amazing, but this is making me rethink everything.
Oh, everything.
Disgusting. They shouldn't be allowed on air.
Oh, no.
Just my 2 cents.
Right. Well.
Now, this was sent in by a fan.
Okay.
And his Facebook handle is James G. Poop at Work.
James G. Poop.
You can't work. James G. Poop at Work. And he said that he sent us the idea for you, just lost listener.
Gentleman.
Yeah, absolutely. But James G. Poop at Work, thank you so much for sending this in. And Pamela, we apologize. You got to understand, honey.
Yeah.
My sister took her own life when I was 18 years old. Okay? And that football story I was telling earlier was right about the same time. And it ain't no fun.
No.
And I have firsthand experience in this. And we weren't making fun of suicide. But when you take your own life, you took your own life. I didn't. You didn't. They do. And I feel sorry for their depression and their thing. And
a sadness.
But
it's everybody loses.
Yeah. I just... Maybe I react differently because of the experience that I had. I don't just sit there and I'm like, ha, 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 no, this is so funny. That's not at all what I'm saying.
Not at all.
But they're dropping like flies, is the truth.
Recently.
These celebrities are dropping like flies.
And Robin Williams a few years ago.
I mean, I don't have the list, but there's a lot of them.
I know, and you can think of a guy, but Robin Williams stands out because he's a guy that literally could pick up a phone and call anybody in the world, Tony Robbins, anybody, and they take his call and talk him to the happy side if that's what it took.
Right.
It wasn't enough. And he had money to any kind of therapy, anything he wanted. Buy his own island and go live there if that would solve it. But
it's a tough deal, and everybody copes with things differently.
Correct.
Well, and in my wife's Turley? Father, yes, this is Mike Turley.
Hi, Turley.
Yeah. My wife's father, he committed suicide back in 2011.
I didn't know.
And that. Yeah, and
your wife's father,
out of nowhere. Yeah. Out of nowhere. And
no warnings.
No warnings. Nothing.
I barely remember.
Just mean everything was fine
and,
one day.
Yeah. And I was the one who has to tell her.
Ooh,
because the family didn't want to tell
they
her.
They called you.
Yeah, they called me, and so. John actually gave me some great advice, and it was out of the blue.
John
I didn't even
who?
Ask for it. John Wolf. Yes.
Okay. Oh, the insensitive,
yes,
sorry bastard,
yes,
that can't
guy,
handle a
yep,
situation
exactly.
with sensitivity?
That just
yes.
lost a listener.
And I didn't ask for anything. He just said, hey, this is when you have to tell her this is what you're going to do.
Okay.
Go in there and just don't dance around or anything like that. You just literally have to rip the Band-Aid off.
Just get to it. It's going to make it worse.
Yes. And it was great advice, and it really, I mean, it, you know, it was,
shocked.
It was the
sure
worst thing I've ever
yeah,
had to
I
do.
Imagine.
But that advice, I meant a lot. Seriously. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I didn't know how I was going to handle it. Had no idea.
I remember like it was yesterday. It was 27 years ago. God. I was 17. I was 17.
Was she older or younger?
She was 4 years older than I.
Okay.
And she lived in Greenwich, Connecticut with my mom.
Okay.
And my mom and dad just fought, hate each other, ridiculous.
Okay.
And she would float between his house and our house throughout her life.
Okay.
And she'd gotten better. She'd had some problems. She'd had depression, all kinds. Of, I don't want to get into
sure,
it.
Sure, I got it.
But she came back down here to kind of re-enter her atmosphere of her old life, and she spent some time with us.
Okay.
And she was staying at our house. So everything was good. Sissy was cool. She was going to Manhattanville College, da-da-da-da. Everything's great.
Yeah.
And she came down here for a week, stayed with my grandmother for a couple days, stayed with us. I saw her that morning. I remember it perfectly. I went to the lake, Todd Petty's boat. We're out at Eagle Mountain Lake
okay.
in high school. It's about 9 at night, and the phone rings. One of those big old brick phones.
Brick phones,
right.
Yeah. And I was going to say 27 years ago.
I didn't have a cell phone. Todd did.
The
and he
rang.
Said, hey, your dad's on the phone. He needs to talk to you. And I was like, hello. He's like, you need to get home. And I'm like, well, we're out in the middle of the lake. You need to get home now. Okay. And I hung up, and I told him. I had no idea.
No idea.
No,
well,
nothing.
Yeah,
nothing's wrong.
No clue.
I said, my sister's dead.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So when we get back to Harbor One, my uncle, my dad's brother, is sitting there waiting on me. I'm okay. like, this is bad.
This
and I looked at him. I said, Sissy's dead. And he said, you just need to go home. I said, you tell me what's going on. He said, you just need to go home. You just need to go home. So I drove home. And when I got up, we lived in a ranch out in the country. I drive up there and I see my mom.
Oh, boy. From Connecticut.
From Connecticut.
Yeah.
And my grandmother, her mother, out at the ranch.
How did
I was like, this is way crazy because they, I mean, if anybody should be dead, it should be my mom or my dad because they shot each other because they were within 10 feet of each other.
It was the War of the Roses thing.
Yeah. So that's when I was really, yeah, but that's how I found out.
So your mom flew from Connecticut.
Well, so my sister was living in Connecticut with my mom.
Okay.
She'd registered, her driver's license was up there.
Okay.
So when they found my sister in the car off Brian Irvin.
Okay.
Down by Benbrook Lake, by the pit, the driver's license was Connecticut. So the highway patrol went to my mom's house in Greenwich,
gotcha.
Knocked on the door to tell her. So she got on the airplane and came down here and told
first.
Us.
Okay.
And here's the craziest deal, dude. I can't believe I'm talking about this on the radio.
Yeah.
But I'm driving down whatever that Roberts Cutoff, whatever road that is, going to Eagle Mountain that day.
Right.
And where they found her in the car,
yeah.
I literally paused right there and almost went forward. And it was a random one-way, no alley.
You mean when you were going that to the lake that day?
Yeah, and she was already there.
Oh.
Wow.
She was sitting there.
And
so I turned and I was about 200 yards from her. her body sitting in my dad's car.
And you knew that you felt just had
it.
A feeling.
I had no idea what or why, but I had an urge to go down there, and I almost did it.
Isn't that wild?
Isn't that wild? Yeah, so there is a higher power. There is something. There's no doubt. How the hell did I know that my sister had died? So, yes, Pamela, I'm sorry that I don't handle the situation that you want me to. Right. You just lost a listener, but maybe that makes a little more sense. Now that we're down with Debbie Downer, you know, wow.
It's part of life, you know. It's stuff that people do with when something like this happens.
Casey.
Casey's
top 10,
dead.
Yeah.
He's out here. Let me go get
Casey's dead, and we bring him back to life.
Yes.
God, John, I'm feeling pretty good now.
Thank you so much.
Life. Hey, man. Keep looking up, because that's where it all is. Okay. Here we go. We got a top 10. Speaking of people that are kind of in trouble, but their life's looking up, O.J. Simpson's about to get out.
All right, O.J. What is the top 10 today?
The top 10 things O.J. will do or could do when he gets out.
The top 10 things that O.J. is going to do, could do, allegedly.
Allegedly.
When he gets out of prison in October.
Yes. Here we go. We'll start off with
number 10.
He can take Sean Spicer's job since he's pretty good at lying with a straight face.
Number 9.
He could be a mercenary where cutting off heads is perfectly acceptable.
Number 8.
Spokesman for the new Ford Bronco saying, drive it like you killed some folks.
Number 7.
He could work at KFC since he's pretty experienced at cutting up chicks.
Number 6.
Pitching a new ride to Disneyland. Free to get on, but $5 million to get off.
Number 5.
Do commercials for the new tangerine. Margarine. Sorry. I can't believe they let me out.
Number 4.
Selling his own line of self-cleaning Ginzu knives on the Home Shopping Network.
Number 3.
Okay. Teaching acting classes, especially that, hey, the glove doesn't fit face.
Number 2.
Go back to acting, auditioning for the new series called, hey, what if Dexter was black?
Number 1.
He'll find that living outside of prison is hard, but he'll take a stab at it. There you go. The top 10 things OJ can do now that he's going to be finally out of prison. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars.
Thank you, Casey. Casey.
How many stabs did he take during the course?
He took a ton of them, man.
Thanks for listening to This Blast from the Past. Don't forget to subscribe to The John Clay Wolf Show Plus on Podbean for more exclusive content. Be sure to follow us everywhere on the socials at John Clay Wolf Show. And be sure to leave the podcast a rating and review wherever you are listening. We'll be back with more old school radio next week.
And to our friends of the radio audience, we bid a pleasant good night.
You have unleashed the wolf.